Good morning. I'm sorry that we're not at the point yet. I hope we will be soon where the kids can actually come down and we'll have a children's sermon, but I'm going to give the children's message. And our scripture this morning is Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 14. And so I took one verse of that, and it's verse 11. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. So it reminded me of having an alarm clock. And we all have alarm clocks, and some in our house, it's on the phone, except we do have one real alarm clock. And when it goes off in the morning, it's ee, ee, ee. It's just that awful sound, right? That's the worst sound in the world when the alarm goes off and you're asleep and you don't want to wake up, the alarm is going off. So what do you do when the alarm goes off and you want to sleep some more? You hit the snooze button. That's right. So you can hit that button and go back to sleep. And some alarms, they let you just keep doing it. You just keep hitting snooze, and the next thing you know, an hour has gone by. There are problems, though. There are two problems with snooze alarms. The first is, if you keep on hitting the snooze alarm, you might be late or you might miss out on something important just completely. The second problem is, if you keep hitting the snooze alarm, you might get so used to the sound of the alarm that you don't even hear it at all, and then you would sleep right through the alarm. Did you know that God sometimes sounds the alarm in our lives? He says, "It is time to wake up. It is time to follow me." But some people just hit the snooze button, and they say, "Not now, Lord. Call me again a little bit later." Some people hit the snooze button so many times that they get to where they don't even hear God's voice. And then one morning they wake up and find that it's too late and they've missed out on God's call. And we don't want to be like that. So let's pray. Dear Father, when you sound the alarm telling us it's time to wake up and follow you, may we never be guilty of hitting the snooze button and saying, "Later, Lord." May we rise up and follow you. Amen.